of the West Midland. Good morning. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That is that is You Are Wolf, and we heard Dragonfly and Witch of the West Midlands. From the album Killed, and that is Carrie Andrews' group. And boy, is she a talented person. Before that, we heard the Medieval Babes doing the Lament. This is the part of the show where we transition over to Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, and we're going to hear something from Said the Maiden before we go on to people like Wardruna and Eden Rockle and several other folks, Tracy Grammer amongst them too. So here we go.
There is no room for women on board a ship, I know. It's not bad luck for sailors, but it is bad luck for me. Oh, Polly, Polly, can you swim? Can you swim? Oh, Polly, can you swim? Are you strong enough for that? Are you light enough for him? If you fell into the ocean, would you float or would you sink? Oh, lovely Polly, Polly, can you swim? Can you swim? Oh, Polly, can you swim? Are you strong enough for that? Are you light enough for him?
Oh.
Good morning. That was a couple from Wardruna. This is one of their early albums, but one that I could get a hold of. This was about a five-year project of recording some of the runes. The band makes its home in Norway, but the record was manufactured in Germany, and we heard them doing Hagel, sometimes called Hagelaz, on Jorken, or the rune commonly known as a birch. And they also cover other other runes here. And needless to say, they can't do all 24, but they do Thurs, Yara, Laugr, which we tend to know as Lagus, Kenna, Algir, and Dagr. And they do recommend that you get a hold of and study all the various versions of the rune poems that have come down to us, both in Norwegian, Icelandic, Anglo-Saxon, etc. And this also gives me a chance to give a shout out to Diana Paxton's latest book, which is Odin, Norse Ecstasy and Runes, and it is a marvelous introduction if you've already got a set of runes and want to follow further, because of course the legend that comes down to us from the Havamal is that Odin hung on the world tree for nine nights, pierced by his own spear, and gave up an eye for the wisdom of the runes, which he shared with both gods and men. He's also supposed to have given us the secrets for the marvelous honey trap of mead and ale making. So yes, before that was Said the Maiden with Polly Can You Swim, with Here's a Health. And we'll now turn to America with this is a brand new album out on Alligator Records from Joe Lewis Walker, Bruce Katz, and Giles Robson, with Journeys to the Heart of the Blues. And we're going to hear a couple of pieces from this.
But a mile and a quarter. Oh, I said that a hill ain't but a mile and a quarter. And when you get there, they will give you brimstone for water. Wanna go?
really don't wanna go. I said that hell ain't nothing but a mile and a quarter. Before you get there, you'll find purgatory, you know.
כל הלילה ואלחש בתפילה שאליי תחזרי. חיכית לי ואני תמיד חיכיתי לך, והנה היום הזה הגיע. עכשיו מבטיח שאף פעם לא תהי לבד, ואם פתאום תעלמי אחכה כל הלילה ואלחש בתפילה שאליי תחזרי.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. 2 if you're very overweight. And 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Good morning. It's 7:36 on a rather gray and cloudy morning. And yes, we're supposed to have more rain. It's like we get one decent day and then we slide back again into summer temperatures and weather and never-ending rain. Just about time to play 3 halfpence a foot, but not quite yet. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. Today, October the 8th, as we mentioned, it is when Columbus Day is celebrated, or Indigenous Peoples Day. But it is a holiday, and most people do have it off, but give a thought for those folks who have to work. I certainly did almost every single time, but now that I am retired, I have most every day off. It is a good feeling. October the 8th, avoid being out late at nights or in foggy weather, for a cold now got may continue the whole winter. Yes, several of my friends have come down with rather nasty viruses. Hard to tell if it's the flu, but most places do have flu vaccine now, so certainly wouldn't hurt to get one. Dove's Almanac of 1627 notes, "The autumn dry and full of cold north winds doth greatly vex those of a melancholy complexion with daily agues and other diseases, but is good for women and such phlegmatic creatures. Very cold and moist autumn breeds coughs, stoppings, headaches, and the like." October the 9th is St. Denis's Day, or Saint-Denis. Loose pigs to fatten on fallen beech mast and acorns, but be sure to prevent them from rooting up a pasture land. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, "To gather some mast, it shall stand thee upon with servants and children ere mast all be gone. Some left among bushes shall pleasure thy swine. For fear of a mischief, keep acorns from kine." For a rooting of pasture, ring hog ye had need, which being well ringled, the better doth feed. So in other words, don't let your cows or other ruminants get at those nasty little acorns, but by all means, fatten your hogs up nicely on them. October the 10th, Old Michaelmas Day, often brings a spell of fine weather called Michaelmas Spring. Flocks of migrating geese seen passing over Old Michaelmas goose fairs and hiring fairs held about this time, notably at Nottingham in England. Yes, the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore is very geared to England. Use up sweet eating apples on October the 11th to make water cider. October the 12th, yes, when Columbus Day used to be celebrated. If the wind is in the west today, a mild winter will follow. Make ready cider mills and presses. Colwell's account of Perry, which is a pear cider, and cider, which was generally made from apples. Anyway, this account of Perry and cider from 1678 notes, the best mills to grind in are those of stone, which resemble a millstone set edgeways, moved round the trough by a horse, till the fruit be bruised small enough for the press. Yep, this was when everything was done by hand. October the 13th, St. Edward's, the Confessor's Day, seek cures for the king's evil. The Anglo-Saxon king Edward the Confessor, by the way, the last Anglo-Saxon king, who died in 1065, was revered as a saint even in his own lifetime, and from him, English monarchs derived their unique power of healing by a touch the painful and disfiguring throat sickness of scrofula, known thereafter as the king's evil. It's a thyroid condition. English monarchs touched for the evil until the time of Queen Anne, the most inveterate practitioner being Charles II, who laid hands on more than 92,000 sufferers between 1660, that's after the Cromwellian interregnum, and 1682. The ceremony included the hanging about the patient's neck of a gold medallion. Some accordingly believe that the gold performed the cure, others that patients applied for the cure in order to get the gold. October the 14th, as the days grow darker and Halloween approaches, beware of witches. October the 15th, sow acorns for timber in fenced plantations. Gather quinces and store them for apples. October the 16th, observe the ears, which we don't have time to go into. October the 17th, beware of earthquakes. Too late for Indonesia, but you can definitely send them aid with the International Red Cross or Doctors Without Borders. October the 18th, St. Luke's Day, fine weather, called St. Luke's Little Summer, to be expected about now in southern England. St. Luke, who was the Greek writer of the Third Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, is the patron saint both of doctors and of painters and other artists. And it was reckoned in past times to be a lucky day to choose a husband. October the 19th, St. Luke's Tide lovers exchange tokens and set the wedding day. Merry in September shine, your loving will be rich and fine. If in October you do marry, love will come, but riches tarry. If you wed in bleak November, only joy will come, remember. When December showers fall fast, merry and true love will last. And there's also a rhyme for the days of the week. October the 20th, inspect your stores of cider apples. And October the 21st, the feast of Saint Ursula and her 11,000 virgins. And we come to October the 22nd, when next I will be on the air and will probably be doing the Samhain show. Well, yes, we had so much fun with Joe Lewis Walker, Bruce Katz, and Giles Rubson. We're going to hear one more piece from them. We should mention that we heard Hell Ain't But a Mile and a Quarter. And this is a piano rag that dates back to the 1930s. Nobody knows who the actual publisher was. Then we heard the Chicago Breakdown, which was Big Marco Merriweather. The Hell Ain't But a Mile and a Quarter is credited to St. Louis Red Mike Bailey. And as I mentioned, we're going to hear one more from them. And the last piece we heard was a single that Eden Rockel, the Israeli world musician, this is a piece that he wrote and was set with further guitar bits by Lawson Rollins, and it is out on a Kumbansha in, it was, And If You Will Come to Me.
Morning, I looked up at the sun. I thought about my baby. Lord, what's my baby done done? It's a hard life in a swell. Lord, it fills my heart with pain. To the corner, to the paper stand. You know I caught my baby making love with another man. But it's a hard pill as well. Lord, it filled my heart with pain. walked up. Lord, I didn't need much run. Lord, I'm serving my time. And my baby's out having fun. You know that's a hard pill to swallow. Prison. You know I was serving my time. When I got back home, I heard a baby cry. It's a hard pill to swallow. I'm not no lying man.
Just a fitful young man with a fire in my eye. Liked a drink in my hand, kissed a pretty young girl. Got a gold wedding band and a baby on the way that we didn't quite plan at all. Headed out west and I ran a little hot, and the drink in my hand, well, it didn't cool me off. It was right about the time my kid was 16. I was scaring everybody. was coming undone, bound a sweet summer peach that tastes just like the sun.